Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Did our live stream in here the other night for our four-year anniversary, and a super random thing, but when we come in here and we stream, there's a bunch of like other equipment that we have to set up, and I will come in once it's done and reset things. One of the other things I randomly do is I like vacuum the floor and the table and stuff, because like we just get crumbs places.
I'm terrified because I feel like there's an excess of eye contact with me happening during the story, and I'm afraid of what I did. What did you leave behind?
So I'm vacuuming, and I've got the hose out, and I'm like cleaning off the table. Like the top of our table is like felt, not felt, but
I think it's felt.
It's like a fake carpet. Anyway, a fake carpet. I meant a fake grass.
What is a real carpet?
Yeah, it's thicker than felt. I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, not the point. Gets crumbs in it. And so I was vacuuming it. And then I got a text. And so I set the thing down on the table and I hear dunk, 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 coming from the vacuum. And I was like, what the hell? So I turn and I look at the vacuum. And this is my long way of telling Megan that I owe her a new bag of M&Ms.
Oh, no! I was looking at the bag of M&Ms while we were recording Fearless Tides, and I was like, man, I can't wait till we're done so I can eat these M&Ms. Why'd
they're you almost leave the wrapper? All gone. They're not all gone.
Oh, okay.
But a fair number of them are gone. I just turn and I look, and the thing on our vacuum is a clear drum, and I just see all of these colored circles. I was like, what are the odds that I would set it down in a place where the opening to Megan's leftover bag of M&Ms was facing it?
You didn't. It sought it out.
Well, rip M&Ms. I'm so... You don't understand my level of relief.
I
and
was
the anger that was building in me if you told me that some of my dice were destroyed.
I was looking around to see whose dice looked like they had been in a vacuum.
Whose dice looked super clean.
Yeah, whose had been fished out.
Even when he was like... hear the do-do-do-do. I was still like, what could this be? So he's like, Megan. I was like, oh, God, what? What have I done? Oh, yeah, it's just all the food I fucking leave on the table.
That's amazing.
Oh, boy.
There's a packet of sweet tarts that has been here for literally years.
It moved
point.
With the table.
Yeah.
It did, yeah.
Give me those fucking sweet tarts right now.
No,
I'm finishing
no.
them.
I might need them later.
They're an institution.
They are here in case.
We set directions by the sweet tarts.
Every glass in case of.
This is how I know it's my spot.
So we would like to, what a transition. I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody who joined our Patreon in the month of May. All of our new subscribers, Sean Odell, STFU Donnie NPC, Adrian Ramirez, Jared Sioka, Larkspur Quinn, C. Jones, Lara Goldstein, 8-Bit Rocket, Andrew Blair, Richard Smith, Razmachaz, that's a solid nickname, Jean Perez, or Jean Perez, I'm not sure, Ember Cabes, Julie McCarty, and Joseph Watson. So thank you to everyone who joined us in our Patreon this month, and thank you to everyone who joins us every month. If you would like to join us, you can head over to patreon.com/thecritshow. Tiers start at just $1, and you can get onto our wonderful Discord. And at the $5 tier, you now have the option to get into an ad-free feed if you would like to listen to the show, not hear ads, and still support us. So again, that is patreon.com/thecritshow. And it was pointed out that I should, whenever I talk about the Patreon and the Discord, that I should always say, because we don't really talk about it, everything spoilered, anything, if you're, we've had some people say like, oh yeah, I was afraid to join because I didn't want things spoiled. We have spoiler chats. We have a bunch of different areas set up. And so like spoiler chat is only one room. You just don't have to go into it and everything will be okay. They're not just throwing spoilers out. Mike is very good about making sure everything is in the right channel so that things don't get spoiled.
Also, even within the spoiler channels, people are pretty good about putting up spoiler tags like right after things are released, yeah, if they're talking about
it. It's kind of like a 24-hour.
Yeah.
Well, said memorandum. A 24-hour.
Moratorium.
Yeah.
Meow.
And with that, enjoy our next one-page RPG. You've been poisoned.
Oh, no. I need details.
That's the name of the game we're
playing. What can we talk about?
By Dylan Green, a dark comedy micro RPG about tea parties and casual murder.
Oh. Ooh.
What a lovely tea party. You are a close-knit circle of friends who want to host a tea party for a guest. Unbeknownst to the guest of dishonor, you intend to poison them. For whatever reason, this individual has been a thorn in your collective sides, and one of you suggested, well, why don't we just kill them? Now you've prepared a poisoned cup of tea for the party that they'll never forget. So, the first question I have to ask is, do you want to be yourselves?
I feel less inclined for it to be me, because if I invited anybody to something tea-related that knows me at all, they would know I was trying to kill them.
Exactly.
Okay. I think with Jake and Tass, it would just be, if they invited you to a tea party to poison you, they would just serve tea, because as far as they're concerned,
poison.
It's just poison.
Pigeon sweat, all of it.
I thought you meant they thought that's all a tea party was just, here's tea, this is a tea party.
I want to make up a person.
Okay.
I want to be someone else.
All right.
Because I don't want to murder anybody.
Well, now, hold on. That's a whole different way to look at this, because maybe I am me then.
Right? I could bleep the name of whoever you say.
And then we just have to dance around it for the remainder of...
Yes, yes.
Getting gradually more specific. Like, all right, so the gentleman with the brown hair sits down at your tea party until, like, by the end of it, you're like, okay, so former quarterback for the Rams from the 2017-2018 season. I have no idea who that is, by the way. Plays nobody. I don't know anything about sports.
I love how you just laid out qualifiers for an actual person, yeah, that exists in the world.
Well,
I was waiting for this to go, and eventually TJ's like, hey, guys, come on.
So yeah, who do you want to be then?
Is there any like in the game
there is
mechanics
not.
For making it? Then I am Sir Winston Churchill.
Now I have to think of a real person. Oh,
no.
No, you don't.
Oh,
he's not that Winston Churchill.
I'm not that Winston Churchill.
Oh, I see.
I don't even know who you're talking about. That we're in a different world.
That's fair.
I'm sorry. You misheard me. I'm Winston Churchill.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So tell me about Winston Churchill.
Well, Winston Churchill.
In fact, tell me three characteristics of him that are conducive to intra-party conflict or conversation.
Heavily involved in World War II.
Heavily involved.
These you will want to write down.
Oh, okay. Characteristics that make him prone to intra-party conflict?
Or conversation, yeah.
He's...
What makes him good at a tea party?
Oh, good at a tea party.
Mm-hmm. Either good like, oh, I want to sit next to this catty bastard, or good like he's good company.
Yeah, I think he has a like a suspicious mind, like he doesn't believe anything anyone's saying, mm-hmm, but that's entertaining if it's not you that
he doesn't
believe.
So distrustful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bombastic.
Oh, okay.
Loud.
Yeah, yeah.
And exuberant.
So distrustful and loud about it.
Yes. A real swell dude.
A real joy to have at a tea party.
But he makes up for all of it. He brings great tobacco to enjoy, to smoke with the tea.
So he's a connoisseur.
Yeah. How do you spell connoisseur?
Yeah. Just like you spelled it, I'm sure.
C-I-E-U-R. I think I got it. I'm going to Google it. I did not spell connoisseur right. Just want to let everybody know that.
I am J. Edgar Hoover.
Okay.
And Jay, he gets invited to a lot of parties because he brings in like hard to find super rare food. Like stuff that you just can't get around here kind of stuff. That's super fancy.
So he's a foodie.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's also a hell of a gambler. He's very good. Some people think that maybe he cheats because he wins so much and is so good at it, but nobody's ever been able to find how he's doing it. So, but like the people that want to be on teams with him and stuff and you know, work tables together, they like to bring him to the parties.
He's a ringer.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the word.
Yeah, there we go. Ringer. I like that. And lastly, I think he's not afraid to get into a fist fight. Like, there have been some people, like, getting rowdy at parties, and he'll be the one to just kind of stomp them down and throw them out of the party.
Okay. So he's rowdy.
Yeah. Yeah, he a rowdy bouncer.
Okay. Megan, what about you?
I'm playing Thomasina O'Neill. I didn't have a good historical name because this happened very fast and I was not prepared. So I just took one of the names from the dolls from one of the Dance Teacher games.
Perfect.
That's just my theme through all of these one-pagers is like, what can I steal from mystery detectives?
What are your qualities?
I think Thomasina is fun to hang around at a tea party because she is very gossipy.
Okay.
She always likes to talk about the things she has overheard other people talking about, but it's not always reliable information.
Yeah, okay.
I think another thing is that she's always on the move. So she's prone to hit a lot of different parts of a party. She's not just kind of like wallflower stuck in the corner. She's everywhere.
Okay, so is she like the life of the party or is she...
She's like a social butterfly.
Yeah.
She's not the... Like, all attention isn't on her, but she's in the background of every shot.
Okay.
And I think the last thing is that her hair is very like unkempt, but she keeps it that way. And it's like a big nest and there's a bird living in it that she talks to all the time.
Whoa.
quite a zig.
Tell me you don't want to hang out with that lady at a party.
No, fair. And so these are all things also for the three of you to keep in mind, because these are things that you might bump into each other personality-wise. These are your intra-party issues you might have with one another, too. So what about the guest of dishonor? How did they wrong the group? What did they do? Did they insult someone's baking? Did they steal someone's wife? Like, what did they do for you as a group to want to kill them?
They bought out the local tobacco and birdseed emporium and cafe. And then they bulldozed it.
I see. So there's like a specialty, like an exotics shop in town.
Yeah. And it had something that we all were like, we were in and out of there for. Like, uh-huh. It's the only place we could get this thing.
Did they bulldoze it, or did they just kind of like change the vibe and like make everything more expensive? And it's just not really
That's way more worthy of a murder. Yeah. Yeah. They just like, they put like different lounge chairs in there and changed the music that's playing all the time. And it's like, yeah. I hate this.
They painted the walls like orange, and it's just difficult to be in there, and everything's like triple the price it was. So,
oh, terrible.
And importantly, the previous owner, like, they sold it because like the money was right, but they've expressed like, no, I mean, I didn't like dislike the work or anything. Like, I'd go back and do it again, but you know, just like, it was hard to turn down that offer.
Yeah. I think it was one building, but it was technically two businesses. So one side was tobacco and birdseed, and then the other side was the cafe.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I think maybe you can decide these as a group or one from each of you. What are three mannerisms that this person has that you're trying to kill that will make it complicated to poison them?
I wasn't immune to poison.
They drink a little every morning.
That is going to complicate this.
Yeah.
Why did we choose poison as the method?
Yeah.
They always pour their own drinks.
Yeah.
Like if it's tea especially, like they want to steep it themselves and everything. Like they make their own drink, whether it's alcohol, tea, whatever.
Yeah, I like that because it's mannerisms.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're very derisive of other foods. Like they compare everything to what their cafe can make. And so a lot of the times they'll like eat enough of a thing to bitch about why it's not as good as the cafes.
But not like take it all in.
Exactly.
Okay.
Nice.
Also, they're easily distractible. So if their attention gets caught by something else, they're very likely to just set their cup down and move on to the next thing.
I see. I see. Okay. And what is the name of your guest of dishonor?
Leonard.
Uh-huh.
Do I need a last name? Is Leonard good enough?
Oh, I'll take a last name if you got one.
Leonard Skinner. Fuck.
Nimoy. Fuck.
Leonard Matheson.
Okay.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
So all we need for this is everybody needs a single D6.
Got it.
And instead of doing these all at once, we're going to do them one at a time. What you need to know about a very good tea party has stages.
Oh.
You know, you don't just get right to the tea.
Oh, God,
that's
no.
A rookie mistake.
Yeah.
I would make that mistake.
Yeah. So, Tass, we'll start with you. Why don't you roll that D6 and tell me what you get?
Okay. 4.
So Leonard Matheson arrives at your tea party, and throughout the course of this scene, one of you has to leave for a while. Something has come up. You can decide what and when, but we're just going to kind of talk through this scene, but that is the complication with the scene, is one of you has to leave for a while.
Oh my God, okay.
So yes, Leonard shows up. Is this where we're having the tea?
Leonard, my good man, come in.
Yes, this is quite charming.
Yes, we've brought all sorts of different types of tea for this party of tea.
And so many different flowers.
Oh, excellent. I do love a good flower in a tea. And
I hear that there are some flowers they use to make tea.
Well, yes.
Isn't that interesting? I'm more of a bourbon man, but I'll have tea every once in a while.
Now, I've never seen you drink a bourbon in my life.
No, I drink it so fast you can't see it.
Yes.
I've got a spectacular tobacco that goes well with a bourbon, but that's neither here nor there. We're here for the tea.
So, where is it?
Steeping.
Ah, very good. We at the store. What is the name of my store again?
Matheson's Exotic Goods.
Ah, yes, Matheson's Exotic Goods. We steep our tea for a very long time. Days, sometimes.
Just the right amount.
Yes.
Definitely not too long.
Yes.
But also not too short.
Yes. It's like wine, you see.
Thomasina is just, like, tightening up, like, just shaking her head, like, don't say it. And she, like, looks up at the bird in her hair and takes a deep breath. Yes, not too bitter at all.
I get out a deck of cards and start shuffling.
I thought we might entertain ourselves with a bit of euchre, since there's four of us. What do you say?
I've got just the right pipe tobacco for a game of euchre, but I've left it at home. I wasn't expecting to play. Give me just a moment, I'll be right back.
And Winston Gurgle leaves. Gurgle. Jurgle.
I accept either pronunciation. Happens all the time.
Since he has left, he'll come back shortly. Megan, why don't you give me a D6?
2.
2. As Winston leaves, the doorbell rings.
Oh, I'll get that.
Oh, hello. I'm just here to deliver a package.
Oh, why, thank you.
Yes, of course. Oh, what's that smell? Is that tea? I would love some tea. May I come in?
Oh, well, of course.
Oh, just lovely. It's been a very long day. I've been delivering packages here and there, and no one's offered me a single cup of tea.
Oh, well, that's such a shame. Yes, do come in.
Yeah, excellent.
And this old woman comes in and sits down.
What is the package?
Oh, just let me fit in here.
And she reaches into her pocket. Whose house are we at?
Mine.
And she pulls out a small burlap-wrapped package and hands it to you.
Oh, why, thank you. And I open it up.
It is a birdseed bell.
Oh, excellent. Florence, this is my bird, Florence Mockingbird. Do you see? Do you see what I got you?
And the bird just starts eating at it.
I hang it from a branch in my hair.
Oh, how charming, dear.
Yes, I have to have it special ordered.
I can see why. It seems there are certain emporiums around that don't carry such things that are close anymore.
No, not anymore.
There's so many of you here. Are you having a tea party?
Why else, in fact?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Would you like to stay?
Of course.
You don't have other packages you have to deliver.
No, you were the last one on my route.
Oh, well, lovely.
And she goes over to the table, like starts making herself a seat. She drags a chair over from another table. It does not match.
I'm just gritting my teeth as I'm imagining the boiling pot of cyanide in the kitchen.
And about this time, Winston comes back with his tea. Winston, give me a D6.
It's tobacco.
Oh, right, tobacco.
And I got a 2.
Excellent. As you are walking up to the front door, one of the neighborhood policemen comes up with you.
Oh, hello there.
Good afternoon, officer.
Well, I smelled some tea. I thought I'd come over to see if there was a tea party going on.
Well, I wouldn't call it a tea party.
I see at least 4 heads in there. And you, that's 5. Yeah, myself makes a nice even 6.
No, it's all terribly experimental in there. You see, I've come back with this tobacco leaf, and I, like, hold it up. And we're going to try brewing that into a tea. It was a silly dare that we've all taken ourselves up on.
Uh-oh.
But it will not be a pleasant experience. You weren't no part of this, Constable.
Experimental, you say? Well, I just am into that kind of thing. I'll have a good dare. I took your voice. That's how much I like experimenting.
No. It's the thing. It's happening.
Come on, now, open the door. Let's have some tea.
Now, this isn't some sort of... You need a warrant to come in here. I don't believe you're not allowed to just breach into the premises like this.
Well, no, I'm not just knocking my way in, but there's a smell of tea. I'm the local constabulary. I thought you might invite me in.
Well, I do not, sir. I do not appreciate the presumption that you can invite yourself to our tea party, and I shall tell you good day.
I've got my eye on you.
I give him a curt nod, and I tip my hat, and I turn around and go back inside.
As you go inside, you see he's pulled out his nightstick, and he's just watching you through the window. And he doesn't leave. He just stands outside and watches you all.
Well, Sir Winston, you're back.
Can I get them away from... the old lady and the victim at all to share this news?
You sure can try.
I'll say,
yes, I've brought the yucca tobacco, and I say, who is this? I gesture at the old woman.
Oh, why, yes, I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name.
Oh, Annabelle.
Oh, Annabelle, I'm so sorry. Let me go get you some tea.
I've delivered your packages for years. I can't believe you don't remember my name.
And I'm going to go to the kitchen to start making some tea. But I want to... find some tea and then, like, some light tea, like a green tea or herbal tea. And then I'm going to make the water way too hot and leave the leaves in there way too long. So I give her just the most bitter, like, awful tasting tea in hopes that she will not want to stay for more.
Oh, Jedgar, come over here and help me pack a couple of pipes full of the yucca tobacco for our guests.
Oh, of course.
There's a policeman outside and he's not leaving. I told him he wasn't welcome, but he won't go away.
Oh, shit. Actually, he's quite looking at us through the kitchen window.
Yes, he seems to be following me with his baton like a dowsing rod.
Well, should we invite him in?
How many people do you want to poison at this party?
Well, we don't have to give them all the poison tea now, do we?
They all want the tea.
Well, we'll make this special tea that just tastes awful, and then maybe they won't want to stay for more.
I'm stirring the cyanide pot.
And Tess, give me another D6.
Okay. 4.
Now, as you are starting to stir the cyanide pot, the phone rings right next to you.
Oh, goodness. And I'll answer it. Thomasina's home.
Mr. Huber.
Yes.
This is your stable master. Your horses done got loose and they won't listen to me. I think you need to come for a moment and help me out with this.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And this is, again, someone has to leave for a bit.
Yes, you know how soothed they are by your voice. They won't listen to me one bit.
Oh, heavens. Everyone, you're going to have to make sure to stir the special tea a little more. I'll be back shortly. And I'll bustle outside.
As you go outside, the cop's standing at the door. He's like,
hey, what's going on in there? I heard there was a tea party. I smelled tea, came over. That gentleman there with the multiple pipes was very rude to me.
Oh, they have the most horrible tea I've ever tasted. Oh, I'm going somewhere else to cleanse my palate for a while before I come back to make, social graces again.
Well, where are you going to go for tea? Could I come with you instead?
Oh, well, I'm actually going to deal with my horses that have got loose, so I thought I'd have a quick sip as I take care of that.
Horse tea?
Horse tea!
Nice.
Let's go.
All right. And he followed you back inside.
While we're waiting for Edgar to make his way back, shall we retire to the garden? Have our tea out there?
Yes, that would be lovely. Oh, yes, I do enjoy a spot of tea out by the garden. I've always admired your garden when I've been delivering your packages.
Now, I've never known you to possess a plant of your own. You claim to have a green thumb.
Who, me?
Yes, you said you appreciate the gardens all the time, but I've never seen you appreciate a form of plant life once in a day.
Well, it's beautiful. I see it all day as I walk the packages to the houses.
Posh, you've got a compliment for every house that might give you some tea.
You, sir, are a ruffian. How dare you take that tone with me?
Your insults mean less to me than your compliments.
What? You?
You were not invited here today, madam. Why don't you depart?
Oh, you're going to get a very special package from me next time.
It's going to be my duty.
Well, if that's how you feel, I will excuse myself. I won't be a guest at a place where I'm not a guest.
Would you like some tea on your way out?
Leonard, at this idea, is like, yes, this is actually getting a little rough for my taste, too. I'll take some tea on the way out, I think.
Oh.
Is there tea, if there's tea to go?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just made enough for Annabelle here.
What kind of tea are you making? That's just one serving.
Well, I just thought since we were going to be playing games, we would make enough in the other pot that's not quite ready yet. And I just made an additional pot for Annabelle since she showed up unexpectedly. Are you honestly telling me that you're wanting to leave before Edgar gets back?
Well, no, not necessarily, but if there's tea to be had, I would like some tea. This is a tea party, after all. She came second, got served first.
I want to walk over to him and, like, kind of whisper to him and be like,
by my understanding, we've given her sort of the snickle fritz, if you know what I mean. We're saving the good stuff for all of us that were invited to this tea party.
Oh, yes, I see.
Trust me, I'm a connoisseur.
Yes, I like that about you.
I want to pour the, like, really shitty bitter tea into, like, a nice mug to give to Annabelle. And as I'm walking her out, thank you for the compliments on my garden. You haven't happened to see anything interesting while you're delivering packages to other houses, have you? I'm always curious. You must see a lot.
Yes, I see all kinds of things, people doing this and that.
Oh, well, yes, I believe that that's maybe not the most appropriate conversation for a large social gathering like this, but perhaps later you and I can get together, have some tea just on our own.
And spill the tea? about your uppity neighbor in there? I've seen him doing quite a few things, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I don't, but I can't wait to find out. And I give her the tea and I just, like, close the door behind her. Have a good day, dear.
Oh, you as well. And about this time, Mr. Huber, you have gotten your horses tamed. And you're headed back inside as the mail lady is passing by. Jake, why don't you give me a D6?
Okay.
Have I shaken the cop?
No.
No.
Still following. 3.
As you come up to the house, Mr. Huber, with the cop still following you, you grab a hold of the doorknob to open the door, and it comes off.
Oh, heavens.
The door.
Oh, heavens. Whole thing's off. Weak hinges and all.
And in that moment, then you hear, like, the sound of creaking, and it sounds like every door in the house has just fallen off of its hinges.
What the hell did you do to my house?
I don't know my own strength, I'll be honest.
And the cop's like, oh, well, I suppose I can come on in now. I'm not entering a door.
You have a tenuous understanding of the law at best, sir.
I'm just, like, literally holding the door.
Yeah, and there's, like, a lot of insects and stuff starting to come inside.
Oh,
and you can see that Leonard's like, ooh.
I look at the policeman. Sir, as a servant of the public, don't you think that it is your responsibility to help me with this?
Oh, yes, I suppose that is true. I can certainly rehang a door.
And he starts going through your house and helping you rehang doors.
I'm watching him, making sure he's not up to anything as he does.
So Ms. O'Neill and the constable are rehanging doors. Winston is watching closely. What is J. Edgar up to?
I am just shooting the shit with Leonard, trying to keep him out of the kitchen. I think laying out the cards again.
What do you say we play a very competitive game of war?
Oh, how do you make war competitive exactly?
Oh, we just wager on who's going to win.
Oh, I am.
Oh, we'll see. Also, I brought some snacks from home. I call them hors d'oeuvres.
What's your wager? Is it on you or on me as well?
Oh, we could go either way. You bet on me, I bet on you.
Oh, I like that. It makes it bitter and sweet, no matter the outcome.
Oh, yes, I love that, and that is exactly the type of tea that we're brewing up at the moment.
Perfect. And so as this is going on, Megan, why don't you give me the final D6 roll?
One.
As you are very carefully watching the cop to make sure that they don't do anything strange, they move into the kitchen to rehang the kitchen door. And what happens exactly? Why do you accidentally drink the poisoned tea?
Oh, no. Who?
That would be what I rolled was Winston.
I think I am just so focused on watching the cop to like make sure he's not doing anything that I'm just kind of, I've been trying to keep a low profile, like you're not necessarily letting on that I'm watching him. So I've been doing something idle but related in each room he's been hanging the door.
Uh-huh.
And in the kitchen, I pour a cup of tea. That's what you do in the kitchen.
Yeah. And you do it from the wrong pot.
Yeah. Well, the other one's empty already.
Oh, fair.
The Stickelfritz pot is empty. So.
Yeah. What does your death look like? Like, what does the cop and Ms. O'Neill see?
I'm got my eyes narrowed at the cop, and I take a drink of the tea, and then my eyes widen, and I start to say, like, oh, dear, I've made the wrong, chosen the wrong pot. But as I do, just white foam starts coming out of my mouth and just splattering places with my jowly lips.
Something seems to be wrong with your friend. Something seems to be wrong with your friend.
I stand up quickly watching this happen and immediately point at Leonard. Officer, arrest that man!
Oh!
What for?
It would seem he poisoned Winston! And I rush over to the cabinets and I pull open a drawer and I pull out a box of Matheson's Emporium tea.
This is the special tea that we were making today from his very shop.
He's the expert.
Well, here, it was me. And he reaches into his pocket and pulls out a plastic bag. There will be evidence. Put it in here. I'll bring the boys in and we'll search this whole kitchen, make sure you didn't hide anything in here.
Oh, thank you, officer.
Leonard is very confused.
I don't sell poison tea.
Well, it would seem you do.
Well, how dare you come into my house invited for a lovely tea party and you poison my friend? Were you meant to poison all of us?
Well, I didn't even go into the kitchen.
That we saw? I wasn't here for quite a while.
Well, he was.
He points at the dead man.
No, I had to leave to get tobacco. You were unattended for a while.
I think, officer, I've been set up here. I think this is a setup.
And he goes over to the kettle. This tea smells fine. Oh, look at this. And he pours a cup. And he drinks it, and he dies.
Anything to escape jail.
And the constable nods.
Yes, quite.
And that is, you've been poisoned.
And Steve.
Oh, boy. So, yes, that was, this is an entirely improv game with, there are six complications that come up as you go through. And again, this game was by Dylan Green. You can get that at americanspaceprince.itch.io.
What were some of the other potential complications?
You almost hit all of them.
Oh.
So there are six complications. Number one, one of the group members accidentally drinks poison tea and dies.
Oh, beans.
Number two, someone from the outside intrudes. You got that twice. Something goes wrong in the house and you have to fix it. That was the doors falling off. One of the group members needs to leave the house for a bit. You got that twice as well.
Yeah.
Number five is the guest of dishonor feels tired or bored. And the last one is pick any other result and add an additional result.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah, so you really lucked out in the sense of...
Yeah, at least we didn't get that one. One of us could have died.
You should know that the game stipulates if anyone is left alive at the end of play, then the guest of dishonor is poisoned and dies.
Yes. Can you imagine just rolling three in a row, somebody drinks it and dies?
Or six. And then I'm like, yeah. Okay, pick a number. And you're like, oh, one and three.
Oh, God. That's superb.
That's silly. All right. And we will see you next week for another one-page RPG.
We'll be right back. The Crit Show is a Crit Show Studios production, edited and produced by Brandon Wentz, with music by Jake Purley. You can find more information about us at thecritshowpodcast.com. To keep up to date with upcoming live shows, contests, and other special events, follow us at The Crit Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. For even more weekly content, join us at patreon.com/thecritshow.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Broadcasting, this is Roger Brigado Fisher, communications, something, Moonbase, wherever.
You guys can sort out the next thing. I need to get the rover checked and loaded. Jung?
On it, boss.
Excuse me?
If communication still makes a difference at this point in the plot, if we can keep this base or this moon together long enough to be a thing.
I changed my direction. I worked my way down. I took those scraps, the bits they'd forgotten about or thrown away, and I built my own place. Still inside, but within the shadows.
All my thoughts, my hopes, all of my heart is on a makeshift rocket hurtling towards us with the most precious of cargo.
We'll definitely deserve a celebration.
Not like yours. You and your boy down there? I hope he's got a private room waiting.
It'll be enough to be close again. Ah, meu amado.
When I have Alex back in my arms, maybe then I can think about resistance.
We've kept the corporations at arm's length longer than most. Well, whatever you're building, here or wherever, I'm in.
Any way we can help.
It feels like we're approaching the closing stage of this journey. The final stop. But either way, it's been one hell of a story. And either way, it ends with Alex.
Moonbase Theta out. The final season. Broadcasting on your podcast feeds starting August 14th. For early access, join us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions.
Moonbase Theta out.